Mayor.
Thank you. Any speakers against this motion? Any further speakers? Councillor Restacoff, anything to add?
Nothing to add, thank you.
Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That motion is carried unanimously. That brings us to item 914, which is the neighbourhood character overlay. Is there a mover? Councillor Restacoff has printed.
Yes.
Okay, is there a seconder for that motion? Councillor Davey. Councillor Restacoff.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do thank the officers for this report. While it doesn't really provide any sort of immediate solution to the issues we face at the most sensitive interfaces, such as Wiruna Road, which prompted this report, as was said earlier, I've been assured today that work on the quality design guidelines will be commencing in the second half of this year. And they're as part of the Planning Scheme Review 2018 work plan called the Rewrite. This work will involve implementing the quality design guidelines for our residential zones, all of those zones outside what is covered in the structure plans for Elsternwick, Bentley and Carnegie. In terms of timing, as I've said, the work on the residential areas, including these sensitive interfaces, including Wiruna Road, will commence in the second half of this year. It is anticipated at this stage that the work will take around 12 months before the commencement of the formal amendment process. Resources, unfortunately, don't allow for this to commence immediately, but I'm figuring and I'm hoping that 3 to 4 months shouldn't have any adverse impact. There are some huge bodies of work currently being prepared, as you said earlier, Mr. Mayor, the structure plans for Bentley Carnegie, the structure plan for Elsternwick, including the urban renewal area south, the Caulfield Village and Station precinct, which will probably now include Glen Huntly, East Village, and the major review of heritage. Happy? No, I'm not happy with the report or the non-offering of an immediate resolution here, but it's not possible, unfortunately. The quality design guidelines, if they commence in the second half of this year, hopefully 1st of July, I'll be very happy that they've at least commenced, but it is disappointing for me and for residents, I'm sure, in these particular sensitive areas, that at least they know that it will start within those few months' time and give them some sense of comfort. And can I thank Mr. Nicol for being here tonight and for his words earlier. You know, you certainly have support for your concerns, and there are many in the same boat as you are who equally would like to see this happen faster rather than slower. So as quickly as our resources can deal with this, they will, and knowing that it's only a few months off commencement gives me some heart. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Restacoff. Councillor Davey?
Nothing to add, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone speaking against this motion? Any further speakers? Councillor Restacoff, did you wish to sign up?
Nothing to add, thank you.
Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Item, Councillor Silver. Oh, you want me to say the item first, or are you going to move a procedural motion?
No, not yet.
Okay. Okay, 9.15, the Memorial Structure for Holocaust Survivors Advisory Committee Review Update. Councillor Silver has printed.
Yes, Mayor.
Is there a seconder for that motion? Councillor Strait. Councillor Silver.
Well, this is, again, in its current form, just to be able to